Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Mem Aleph, and we're going to talk about what the Mishnah talks about here on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and that's the Din D'Oraisa of taking Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days, and the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai makes the Takana of Yom Echad, and we're going to talk about Atilas Lulav B'Yerushalayim B'Zman Hazeh, which is an outgrowth of this Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, "Berishon ha'ilul nidum b'mikdash sheva." Originally, the din d'araisa, we would take a lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. The pasuk says, "Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem al kechem shivas yamim." They have to be happy with Hashem for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, and we understand that to part of that to mean lulav. That in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah d'araisa to take lulav all 7 days, every day of Sukkot. Ubi medina yom echad. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, yom echad. Ul says, ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishon. Right? Not lefnei Hashem. But lakachtem b'yom arishon, priya tzadar, kapos tmarim, and the other of the minim. So that's why the din d'araisa is 7 days and 1 day. Bishachar Beis HaMikdash. And once there was churban Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana so that we remember what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. She lulav nito b'medina shiva. Zecher l'mikdash. Wherever you are in the world, we take a lulav every day of Sukkot. Zecher to what they did. But really, only the first day is the din d'araisa. And the other days are derabanan. And let's say the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, right? So then we would even lose the mitzvah d'araisa for that year because of the gzeira deraba. So this is the din that we know. We had a shir, I think, a year or two ago about the Zecher LeMikdash, two types of Zecher LeMikdash based on the Psukim here and the Psukim in Baba Basra, a Zecher to what was done in the Mikdash or a Zecher to the Churban HaMikdash, right? That's the two different types of Zecher LeMikdash, and this, of course, is Zecher to what was done in the Mikdash, a very different type of Zecher than, let's say, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim, putting ashes on the head of a chassid and leaving a space open by the door. That's a very different type of Zecher LeMikdash. One Zecher LeChurban HaMikdash and one Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. So this is the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But there's a machlokas we've shown him here that opens up the door for our discussion. And that is Rashi. Rashi here says, what does it mean, Mikdash Shiva? Says Rashi, what does Mikdash mean? What does Medina mean? Rashi says, Medina means Yerushalayim. Shafu Kikvulim. B'Medina means what I thought it would mean, outside the base of Mikdash. Beis HaMikdash means Beis HaMikdash, and Medina means outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the simple understanding of the Mishnah is. But if you look in the Rambam, both here and elsewhere in his commentary on Mishnah, says it in Maseches Rosh Hashanah also, but the Rambam, I'll read it from the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis, Medina hi kol ayaros sheberet Yisrael milvad Yerushalayim. The Rambam defines Mikdash as including Yerushalayim. The Krabianu Zeb and Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. I already said this in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni and in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says that all of Yerushalayim has the status of Mikdash. That's pretty confusing then. So why would the Mishnah, why would Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi use the term Mikdash if he really means Yerushalayim? Just say Yerushalayim. Why say Mikdash? Must be that he's trying to express to us the idea behind the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. By using Mikdash and calling it Yerushalayim, it must be that he's trying to tell us that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is somehow an outgrowth and an expansion of the Beis HaMikdash in a somewhat more diluted state. Meaning, we're not going to say that the Yerushalayim has the status of the Azara, and you could shech kachim kachim in all of Yerushalayim. But it definitely has more intense Kedusha than other places in Eretz Yisrael in terms of eating kachim. Right, after all, you could eat karbanos in Yerushalayim. You can't eat kachik kalim other places. So that already reflects that it has a higher level of Kedusha, and that's what is expressed. The Achronim point out, Rav Salvechik has this, and others, that the phrase Lifnei Hashem appears in three different contexts in Tanakh. The phrase Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem can mean the Azara. Right, at the beginning of Vayikra, Vashachan is ben Avakar Lifnei Hashem. You have to shech the kachi kachim, and even kachi kalim in the Azara. You have to shech karbanos Lifnei Hashem. That's one Lifnei Hashem. Or another Lifnei Hashem is sometimes all of Yerushalayim is called Lifnei Hashem. Number two. And then we have, let's read from Be'ikvei Atzon. Debatzinu b'tara shalosh lifnei Hashem b'gimel mashmoyos. Delafamim koi akol Yerushalayim kidachsiv. V'yachat lifnei Hashem alokecha, maisa gancha v'chulu Kashim Kalam, Maisu Sheni, that's the whole city. And sometimes Levnei Hashem means Harabais, like David HaMelech says. Bachatzos Rosh V'kol Shofar Hariyu Levnei HaMelech Hashem. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that shofaros were blown also in Harabais. And sometimes it means the Azara, like I quoted before. Dafka the Azara, V'shachras Ben Abakar. So what does that mean? So explains the Rav Soloveitchik, quoted here in the Big Fiatzon. The Gimel Chalakim Haim L'Kedushas Mikdash. The Iker Kedushas Mikdash, the most intense area of Kedushas Mikdash, that's in the Azara. That's in the actual base of Mikdash. Less than that, more diluted from that, is Harabayas. And even less than that is Yerushalayim. Right? It's all an expansion, though, of base of Mikdash. That's Mistama, why, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yudanasi wrote the word Mikdash, even though he also includes Yerushalayim. Rav Soloveitchik said this is also maybe the deeper idea of the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Kelim. We know the 30 prakim of Kelim, the last 29 prakim is all about Kelim, it's all about the utensils, what's Tameh, what's Tahar. But in the first parak, we also have the 10 levels of Tumah, and we have the 10 Asar Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah says, Esar Kedushos, saying, Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh Mikol Aratzos. Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than all other lands. And what is this Kedusha? So if you would have asked me, we would have said, because all the Mitzvot Satulias Paras only apply in Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple of the thing. What would I have said? What defines Eretz Yisrael more than other lands? But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Mahi Kedushasa, what shows and reflects Eretz Yisrael being more Kaddish than the other lands? Shemevien Mimena HaOmer V'Habikurim V'Shtei Alechem. Because you bring from Eretz Yisrael the Omer on the second day of Pesach and the Bikurim and the Shtei Alechem. Why pick such a detail? Why don't you say, oh, Mitzvot Zatulis Baris, Shumas and Maisers? Why Dafka say, Omer Bikurim Shtei Alechem? And then the Gemara goes into Ayaris Mukafas Choma and Lefinim in Achoma Yikashim Kalam Meiser Sheni. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, because the point here is not only even Yerushalayim is an expansion of Mikdash. In a certain sense, all of Eretz Yisrael is an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. The Mishnah here in Caleb is not just saying the higher level of Kedushas Haaretz, but it's the higher level of Kedushas Mikdash. The most intense Kedushas Mikdash, and then it radiates out. That it radiates out even through all of Eretz Yisrael. Sha'af b'chol Eretz Yisrael yesh Kedushas HaMikdash b'mikzas. B'darga b'chusa me'ashel Yerushalayim. And that's why it picks halachas related to Beis HaMikdash that have to do with all of Eretz Yisrael. The Omer and the Shtei Alechem and the Bikurim. V'chol osan esar Kedushas HaShmiyas b'mishna sham kulan madregos hein b'kedushas mikdash. They're all levels. And that's how we can understand that Mishnah in Kalim. But either way, getting back to our discussion, so the Rambam understands our Mishnah when it says that they used to take a lulav, Netilas lulav was 7 days, Mida Oraisa, that means in all of Yerushalayim. In ancient Yerushalayim, they took a lulav, the Mitzvah of Netilas lulav applied all 7 days. Is this related to are the two mitzvahs related? The Mitzvah of Lekata Lechem Hayam Arishon, the Mitzvah of taking a lulav everywhere in the world for one day, and the mitzvah of taking a lulav all 7 days, either in the Mikdash or in Yerushalayim, right? One of the two, are they related? So a minority of Achronim, Rav Ruchem Fischer Perlow, in the back of the Rav Sadia Gaon, right? He has the mammoth volumes on Rav Sadia Gaon. So if you look in the third volume, he has Miluim Simen Hei. In the Miluim Simen Hei, he discusses our topic. Page 471 in the regular edition, in the old edition, says Rav Yerucham Vishal Perlow, he says, Nimsa, de'ein lanu shum chilik bein mitzvahs lulav shebemikdash le'mitzvahs lulav shebegvulin. Ela b'meshach zman ha-mitzvah bilvad. It's the same idea. You have to take a lulav in the whole world on one day. You have to take a lulav in the base of Mikdash, 7 days. That's it. Shebemikdash no-hagas kol shivu begvulin yom rishon bilvad. Avo be'ikir mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah is the same, just like Bikvulim Midagbe Nafik Bey, so too in the base of Mikdash, right when you picked it up, Midagbe Nafik Bey. And according to Rechav Mishra Perlah, then, Lechora, you would say that all Jews have to go to the base of Mikdash on all the days of Sukkot in order to shake a lulav. Just like we have a chiyuv to shake a lulav every, the first day, wherever we are in the world, Lekach Lechem Hayam Arishon, so too on Sukkot, on all the days of Sukkot, since the mitzvah is exactly parallel to the mitzvah of lulav that we are used to, so we would have to go. And the Yerucham Fischel also, part of his discussion, the context is that he thinks there's a separate mitzvah of Simchas Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash. And part of that is lulav. Part of that is lulav. He wonders why the many mitzvahs don't count the separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of simchas yontif. It's a machta b'chagecha. So he wonders why they don't count the separate mitzvah uvismachta b'fnei Hashem Malkechem shivas yamim. Why don't you count the mitzvah of simchas yontif at the Beis Hamikdash? He says it's Chazal talk about it. He notes fascinatingly simchas Beis Hashoeva. It doesn't say simchas Hashoeva. It's simchas Beis Hashoeva. A focus is the base, the Beis Hamikdash, right? The Beis Hamikdash has a separate mitzvah of simcha on Sukkot, and he says that's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav, right? Which where the Rambam talks about the uniqueness of the simcha that was in the Beis Hamikdash every day of Sukkot, but especially regarding the Simchas Beis Hashoeva, Avu Bisha B'chol Amoados Mitzvah L'Smachben B'Chagas Sukkos Chayso Sham B'Migdash Simcha Yisera. Shenemro Esbachsim L'Fnei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yamim. So Rambam counts that pasuk and that idea. He just doesn't count it as a separate one of the 613. So that's the issue here. Ketzad, what they used to do? They used to get the whole Beis Hamikdash ready, build the balcony for the women, for the men, and the Maschilim L'Smachben Motzo Yontif Arishon V'Chem B'Chol Yom Yom Michal Shalom Oed. The Rambam talks about the amazing Simcha that took place. Mitzvah laharbos b'Simcha zu, mitzvah to be marbe, and the great Talmidei Chachamim used to dance and do juggling and do all of the Simchas that are described. And then the Rambam gets generally into Simcha when you do mitzvos. But says Rav Yerochim, so it's similar. Other Achronim don't have that approach. Other Achronim say, no, there's a special din that if you happen to be in the Beis Hamikdash, you take a lulav. But it doesn't mean that you have a chiyuv. We don't find anywhere that there's more of a chiyuv on Sukkot to go to the Beis Hamikdash than any other of the holidays. There's a mitzvah of Alila Regel. We don't find anywhere that there's a mitzvah, dafka. Even, let's say, somebody is putter from Alila Regel. There are pturim, the Mishnah of the beginning of Chagiga. There are some people who are exempt from going to the Beis Hamikdash on Yantif. So they're only exempt from that, but they would have a chiyuv to go shake a lulav in the Beis Hamikdash. On Sukkos, right, they would have a chiyuv to go. You don't find that anywhere. You don't find that anywhere. So l'chora, it's more of a chovas hatzibur, one might say. The Sfas Emes points this out right here on our Gemara. The Sfas Emes says, v'yish la'ayin, lama lo neima dechova aleinu lavo l'migdash, v'kol yimei achag. Why don't we ever find anywhere there's a chiyuv to go to the Beis Hamikdash every day of Sukkos, l'kayim usmachtim shivas yamim, v'yafilu osma p'tur me'ri'ya yichayav mazeh. Right, and even those are a potter. Ubistama de Mastisa de la Kaman, and the Mishnah says later on, right, Diktani, tomorrow's daf, Hayamolichinus Lovein Laharabai, Smashma de Osam Shayab Yerushalayim, Hochulam Mikdash Bulovayim. Those who were there, Vagan Labneim Adima, Lama, why isn't it a Chiev? Vitzarech Lomar, Mishum Dixi, Bulakachta Bayam Arishon, de Mashma de Lek Achiev, Elabiam Rishon Mikvulin, because the Pazak says, take it one day. So it sounds like the Torah is being Megala, that you have this choice. You have a choice. If you're outside, then it's one day. If you're inside, it's 7 days. But you don't have a chiyuv in this situation. It's not like a situation of a mitzvah that you have to put yourself in. V'yemkein galikra de'ein chiyuv la'alos b'shvil zeh. Right? It sounds like there's no chiyuv. And, right, meaning it's a different type of mitzvah. It's not exactly the same as the dalad minim outside. And others say, as the stipler discusses, chovas hatzibur, if you're part of the tzibur there, then you have this chiyuv. Just like according to most Kriyas HaTorah. Right? If I'm at home, there's no chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. I'm supposed to try to make myself a part of the tzibur. There, it's a little different because there, I'm not doing anything at home. So I should try to make myself part of the tzibur. Here, I'm doing something at home. I'm doing the Ulukatim Lechem Bayam Arishon. Okay. Part one. It's not a question of chavivas ha-mitzvah. It's not chavivas. It's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Part of the real. It would be according to these achronim. It would be a real chiyuv to go. And then we get to the Bikura Yaakov. He's the one that put this mitzvah on the map in terms of lamaisa bezman hazeh. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Bikura Yaakov, the Aruch Laner, in his commentary on Hilchas Sukkah. In some Tafrei Shnun Ches, the beginning of Tafrei Shnun Ches, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha. Min haTorah ein mitzvah lulav chutz lamikdash, elo yom rishon. V'chachamim tiknu shi'enotol nita b'chol makom kol shiva. That is the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Bikur Yaakov, bizman hazeh. Remember, the Rambam says that all of Yerushalayim has the status of mikdash. So says the Aruch Laner, that bizman hazeh is a good idea to go to Yerushalayim every day of Sukkos to shake a lulav. Old Yerushalayim, not modern Yerushalayim, but the ancient Yerushalayim, which has Kedushas Mikdash, according to the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day of Sukkos to shake a lulav there. Right? It's not just Mikdash, but it's all of Yerushalayim has a status of Mikdash. So even Bizman Hazeh, should apply, and therefore, says the Bikurei Yaakov, one should try to do that. And if one goes there, one goes to the Kotel, let's say, on the other days of Sukkot, and doesn't shake a lulav, you're Mevatel Mitzvah Zaseh. Because you're in a situation now of the mitzvah, right? So you're not doing. So it's two steps of that. And let's say I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm at the Kotel on the fourth day of Sukkot, and I shake a lulav. What am I thinking about? Am I thinking about that I'm doing a mitzvah d'oraisa of netilas lulav v'smach lulav v'neshem l'keichem, or am I thinking I'm doing a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Yochanan ben Zakkai zeichel mikdash? So if you have less kavana, maybe it's baltigra, because I don't think I'm doing the mitzvah properly. Right? That is the chiddush. It's all based on the same idea, the chiddush of the Bikurei Yaakov. Ra'isi lachkar, he says, Eichad din Yerushalayim bezman hazeh, initam min haTorah bo kol shiva. Kfar kasafti, din Yerushalayim yesh lo din mikdash l'inyin lulav, bezeh pligi Rashi v'harambam, right, machlokas Rashi Rambam, according to Rashi, mikdash is mikdash. According to the Rambam, Yerushalayim is mikdash. Achein, and therefore, midakasav apirish mishdayis, Beferish, the yesh lo din mikdash, yo matzasim min hamafurash, and therefore, l'chora umeyata yesh levayir. Im gam bizman hazeh yesh Yerushalayim din zeh, vidzeh tali kdushas Yerushalayim kishel asalavo. He gets into the sugya of the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Beis HaBechira about whether the kdusha of Yerushalayim is forever, based on kdushas Ezra. The Rambam says that the kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdash is forever. The kedusha of Eretz of Eretz Yisrael was Kishur Rishona, was low Kishur Asalavo, and the kedusha Shnia was Kishur Asalavo. Okay, that's a big discussion that we've discussed before. But the Aruch Lener thinks this is a chumra that one should be machmed on. V'lo re'isi le'echan miposkim Rishonim machronim she'iskir davar mizeh asher hu boro l'fi eni ezdaiti. That's what he says. He says, this is clear. I don't know why none of the Rishonim and the Achronim say it. This is clear in my mind. You have to do this. Problem is, they usually raya by omission. If nobody else said this in the past 1,000 years, and they also had the Rambam, so Mestam is not true for some reason. Mestam is not true. But this is the Aruch Lener. Umisha zocha ladur b'Yerushalayim ira kodesh, tibane v'sikonein, yechavin l'kayim mitzvos netilas lulav kol zayin, b'safik imi daraisi midir abanan, sholavar al tigru bal tosif. Right, he'll look at the Hilchos Mamrim for the Rambam. V'yafilu linyin lulav. Right, and there's another afkamina. If you live in Yerushalayim, in those areas, so you can't use a borrowed lulav on the first day, on the fifth day, or because of the same psulim that would apply on the first day elsewhere. Lachem, right? Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem. You would compare the two. Maybe you would say that for those purposes too. So that's what he gets into the different places. He gets into where would you say this? Where by Kever David and Kever Chulda and Harazesim. He gets into exactly where he thinks. But he says, this is what he thinks, Lamaisa. This is known as the Chumra of the Bikurei Yaakov. And they say some, poskim, were machpid for this. They say Rav Yashiv, used to try to go, and Rav Yecheskel Abramsky used to try to go, but most others were not machpid about it. Rav Meir Simcha in his Chiddush Meir Simcha Lashas, that's his less known sefer. We have the Ur Sameach, we have the Meshech Chachma, but we also have two volumes, Chiddush Meir Simcha Lashas. So, in the end of the second volume, he doesn't have a Masechah Sukkah, but he has Likutim, he has a couple of pages on Shas, right, on a few Masechahs. So, in there, in Sukkah, he quotes his Bikurei Yaakov and says it's wrong. He says, he quotes the Bikurei Yaakov that says, based on the Rambam, the Mikdash of Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh, Yerushalayim Noe Kol Sheva Yimei Amen HaTorah. Vizeh Shibish Gadol V'chas V'lahazkir. He said it's a total mistake. Why? If you're saying that it's in all of Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh, so what do you need that's kind of Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai? Zeichel HaMikdash. Because it doesn't exist today. It does exist today. Right? The Din D'Oraisa applies today in Yerushalayim. So we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but the whole thing applies. Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai has to be Mizakain for a mitzvah that we don't have anymore. And we want to remember it. But according to you, Bikurei Yaakov, the mitzvah applies today. Not in the, we don't have a Mikdash, but in Yerushalayim. Afilu bizman hazeh, he says, am I taking a Yochanan ben Zakkai? She elul nitel b'shiva zechel mikdash. The boy drisha kibbut the mitzvahs lulav kol shiva noeg afilu bizman hazeh b'Yerushalayim in haTorah. V'yamai boy zecher kibbut the adayin hamitzvah b'kiyuma omedes. It's still here. V'ol ledvarav you talking b'Yerushalayim b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar bizman hazeh. Right. What about the chatzotzros which are done in all of Yerushalayim? So with Rav Meir Simcha and other achronim assume that it's wrong. The question is, why is it wrong? So why is it wrong according to most? So a couple of svaras that are given by the Achronim, Rav Meir Simcha says it here, and the Rav Mikrei Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Petzach discusses it. Number one, maybe he only said it for places that are Vaday Niskadshu. We don't know exactly what's Niskadish Bezban Hazeh. So it's really a Svek Sveka. Maybe this is the place that wasn't Niskadish, and maybe we don't pass like the Rambam. Number one. Number two, and even if you're in a place that's Makom Shevaday Niskadish, it could be once you're Yotzi a mitzvah in a Drabana level, there's no chiyuv to do it in a Daraisa level. Once you've done it already, in all that you're supposed to have done, you were somewhere else. He says that once you go to Yerushalayim, you have to take it again. No, it could be once you're Yotzei on a lower level, you're Yotzei. And that's a big discussion. The Meshev Davar, the Netziv in Simin Yudches discusses if you make Kiddush during Tosefes and you hold Tosefes Shabbos as a Drabanan, would you have to eat make Kiddush again? Once you're Yotzei on a Drabanan level, it could be you're Yotzei on a Daraisa level. That you don't have to do more. Maybe we hold like the Kedusha is not full Bizman Hazeh. Maybe the Mikrei Kodesh quotes, maybe even the Rambam, a very interesting Yisod. Maybe even the Rambam, when he says Yerushalayim is an expansion of Mikdash, he only means that when there is a Mikdash. When there is a Mikdash, then you could look at Yerushalayim as a Kedushas Mikdash B'miksas, and you also would have Netilas Lulav there. But maybe once there's the Chorban, and there's no more Mikdash, so then maybe the Kedusha of Yerushalayim also is batel legabe this halacha. So either way, Lamaisa, most Achronim assume there is no chiyuv for all Jews to go to Yerushalayim bizman hazeh on those days of Sukkot, and maybe even in the time in those times, maybe there wasn't a chiyuv, because once you did it, you did it. But the interesting, either way, it's an interesting discussion of this mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in Yerushalayim bizman hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here.